Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A major transportation company will relocate its headquarters to Atlanta. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Before Norfolk Southern agreed to relocate from Virginia, Atlanta had to agree to build up the 40-acre underdeveloped toll downtown known as the Gulch.
Norfolk Southern made it very clear that the Gulch was a very important piece, that without that, they would not likely relocate.
That's Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Norfolk Southern owns property in the Gulch that it plans to sell now that it's moving here. Governor Deal says he's glad the process worked out.
And we're just pleased that once these pieces fit together, that Norfolk Southern followed through.
The move is expected to create 850 new jobs. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia Senator David Perdue says he'll support a bipartisan criminal justice reform bill. The first-term Republican has opposed previous overhauls. Perdue says this bill focuses on reform within the prison system, something he's already seen success with in Georgia.
Under Governor Deal's leadership, the state of Georgia has worked on recidivism, job training, and drug rehabilitation inside their state correction units, and the federal prison system we felt could benefit from that. Now,
the Senate will likely vote on the bill before the end of the year. The commission tasked with finding a replacement for Georgia's aging voting machines has one more day and one more meeting before making recommendations. GPB Stephen Fowler reports from Macon.
Former Secretary of State Kathy Cox told the commission about previous problems voters had with the state's old voting system in the early 2000s. She said anything new needs to be secure and easy to use.
This commission doesn't need to throw out the baby with the bathwater and solve one problem, i.e. security of a piece of technology, and go back to issues that create a lot of problems for voters.
Several systems are up for consideration, including hand-marked paper ballots and touchscreen machines that print a paper copy scanned through a barcode. The bipartisan group plans on meeting again in early January to finalize recommendations. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Macon.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.